On this episode of I'm Your Football Team, NFL news is starting to heat up as Texans are hearing offers for Deshaun Watson after 10 more complaints have been made about his wiener's neediness to feel love. We discuss how generic Cole Beasley is and I'm his confidence, and Michael Thomas not available until week 7. Sounds like a first round fantasy pick for Mike Fury. Leave your coat and feelings at the door and let's
I'm me. I'm his podcast. I'm his song. I'm his intro.
Dad, stop. You're embarrassing me.
Really? All right.
I'm you, Dad.
Good call, honey. Great call, actually. Welcome to I'm Your Football Team. Now, newcomers and all, once again, I'm You is just a term to make fun of everything and anything. It's simple terminology that people have caught on to throughout the years, and I'm sure you'll catch on to it easily as well. Hey, everybody. Welcome to I'm Your Football Team. What's up? I'm with Arthur OG and Michael Fury. What's up, guys?
What's up?
What's up, boys?
Michael Fury, he's on location right now. You know, yeah. If you all don't know, he works in the movies, and he really does. I'm not kidding. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What are you working on right now?
I'm a fluffer. I don't know. You didn't say what kind of movies that I work on.
Hey, listen, man, let's just get right into the NFL, all right? Because we got quite a few things to talk about here. But I want to talk to Arthur first. Because I understand that because of Cam Akers, the guy I said was generic, and remember, and I said I'm him when I gave the Rams an F.
And oh,
it's
yeah,
almost
I
like
heard.
I was seeing the future or something. You know what I mean? Because I met the guy. Is he ever going to be able to prove himself, number one? Because he was injured a lot last year, right, Arthur?
He had a couple little injuries here and there. I mean, I think he proved himself.
Yeah,
he had a great game against Green Bay. He had a great in the playoffs in the divisional round. He had a great game against.
Was
Seattle.
That he was a rookie last year or second year?
A rookie.
Okay, but now we're not going to see him again until 2022.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what do you think they're going to do, man? If you were to guess right now, what's going to happen to the Rams? Besides, have a horrible running game this year.
Dude, you're still forgetting Darrell Henderson. I think they're going to. I don't think they're going to sign anybody.
Well, Darrell Henderson Jr.?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe his dad played too.
Maybe his dad played. I don't know.
Oh, all right. Go ahead.
I don't think they're going to sign anybody. I think they're just kind of run with what they have and then, you know, see if any opportunity presents itself midway through the season, like a veteran addition or something. They were talking about, you know, Gurley would be a perfect fit, but I mean, I don't know. I would love to see him come back, but it's like.
Well, Dickerson came out and said that, right? Didn't Eric Dickerson come out and say that it's a no
way? Yeah, yeah.
But wasn't he supposed to be a perfect fit before? So obviously he wasn't. Anyway. Oh, go ahead, Arthur.
Oh, thank you.
Don't mind me.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, it's like a, like, you know, a girl who like broke your heart. You guys break up. You figure out how to live without her. You move past her. You get your life together.
And then you kill her.
And then 3 months down. And then 3 months down the road, it's like she comes back like, hey, how's everything going? I see you're doing well. Like, as much as I would love for him to come back, I don't know if that's the right option.
Well, that's the thing if any NFL.
It's too soon. It's been a year, you know.
But if any NFL fan of a team, right, has to choose a player to go down, number one, you do not want it to be your quarterback. Quarterback goes down, you're finished. For me, I would rather a running back over a lot of other positions, man. And I'm serious, because you always see running backs step up out of nowhere. A great example, Arthur, is in the playoffs a couple of years ago when the Rams ran wild, and on them having like, I think, 300 yards rushing against our defense. The game I was at with you, the playoff game?
It was like 370, 380.
Yeah, something like that. But who was the other running back? CJ.
CJ Anderson.
CJ Anderson. There you go right there. A guy who was just sitting on the side. You know, he wanted to prove himself again. You inserted him. The guy went fucking wild.
Yeah.
Right? All the way to the Super Bowl, which you lost.
I think we'll be okay. I mean, but I think there's enough veterans out there that you can sign somebody that can.
But that's my thing. Why do you want to? I mean, why a veteran? Why not get a young, maybe even an undrafted free agent, bring him in there, man. Someone like Priest Holmes, for example, undrafted free agent. Somebody like, who's the other guy? Arian Foster wasn't drafted. Like these guys all came in and stepped in situations like this. I'm just, you know, I mean, I'm exaggerating by saying undrafted, but even a third, fourth, fifth round, whatever, it doesn't have to be a super, an ex, like, what do you want, a Devontae Freeman?
No, we
I mean, somebody that's just going to come in and collect a paycheck, and he's already got wear and tear on him.
Dude,
he's
not going to run as hard. I would love Adrian Peterson.
But see, yeah.
He's old, but man, dude, every time he runs the ball, he puts his head down and he, you know.
You know, I mean, it's one of those things where I've seen just having running backs for the Cowboys. Like we've had fill-ins like Deshard Choice that came in and killed it, who was like a fifth rounder.
But you know, also, I mean, need,
you get you guys like that, you know, it's just, I think sometimes that's better than a name. I'll give you a good example. When we got Eddie George on our team, everyone was all excited and it was like, yeah, he still was good. But I mean, there's something about a hungry NFL, somebody that has not made a name yet, and you get him behind a really good team, bro. If you say that's what you have, I just can see that being working out better for the Rams and getting some, veteran.
I think they need we need like a veteran guy in that running back room. It doesn't have to be a contributor, but somebody who can kind of get in the young guys' ears and like keep them focused, keep them homed in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can see that.
It doesn't have to be somebody who's going to get 20, 25 carries a game. We don't need somebody like that. We have enough bodies where we can kind of get by.
So Fury, Mike, yeah, there you are.
Yeah, hey. Yeah, go ahead. So,
I know, sorry, you were fluffing just now. You were just fluffing.
Yeah,
my bad.
Yeah.
Hey, how was your vacation, by the way?
It was awesome.
It was good?
Yeah, yeah. Went back to Boston for a few days, hit the Cape Cod for a couple of days, and then drove down to New York City. Hung out there for 4 days. Delicious food. The pizza is the best, I got to admit. The pizza, the sandwiches, the bagels, if you guys are into bagels.
Did you get any ass?
It wasn't that kind of trip, brother.
No. Okay.
No.
Because I figure like people in Boston, they all kind of look like you, like half retarded. And
that handsome, or okay.
That's like your best chance of getting laid is a female that looks like, you know, she was supposed to have Down syndrome, but God changed his mind, or its mind.
Yeah, so answering your question, my vacation was pretty good. Yeah, thanks,
boy. All right, so what's the Patriots, right? The one thing you're going to be excited about, what do you want to see most in training camp? Like, what are you excited about seeing? If you had to pick one thing that you're interested in with the Patriots, what would it be?
I want to see Mac Jones play.
Okay.
You know, and I was reading an article today on NESN. That's the New England Sports Network. That a few of the players weren't so sure about Cam Newton. You know, they kind of, obviously he's lost a little bit.
I'm that. They must listen to this show and hear me and Arthur talk about him.
Dude, I don't think they were sure of him.
He takes a Bill Belichick team to a 7-9 record. Yeah, I'd be worried, big time.
Dude, and everybody's saying that Mac Jones looks good in practice and all that
7-7.
And, I mean, I know it's practice, but. I mean, he makes quick decisions. He knows where to go with the ball. Doesn't hesitate. Yeah, watch the first game. He gets sacked like 15 times.
Well, that's the thing, dude. It's like, that's the one, like, you know, like very few quarterbacks, Fury, in the 80s could come right out the gate and start playing. They all struggled. Troy Aikman to Joe Montana. You know, a lot of these guys, their record, they weren't just going straight to NFC championships. You know, it took them a while. John Elway. So, I mean, but times have changed, man. Ben Roethlisberger, right? Ben Roethlisberger goes to an AFC championship his rookie year.
Aaron Rodgers he's working on a deal to play at least this year, from what I understand.
Yeah, I saw that.
With the Packers.
He's looking at Brady. Oh, Brady went to Tampa. He won a championship his first year. I should go somewhere else and win. But it's like, dude, like Brady won 6 championships with New England before he left.
Yeah, and he slipped. And by the way, he squeaked to that Super Bowl win.
Yeah.
I mean, if the miracle in the Meadowlands part 2 doesn't happen, if the Giants don't blow a 31-10 lead against the Eagles, on that, Aaron Rodgers has 0 Super Bowls. That's how he got in.
Right.
And he hasn't – you're right. He hasn't done shit since.
In 2014, the NFC Championship game in Seattle, kind of just out of his hands, really, the way that game folded out.
He shouldn't have been there anyways, but yeah, because Dez caught the ball.
Well, yeah, okay, you can make that argument, so that's
– Yeah.
Squashes it. But other than that, I mean, He hasn't really done anything. He's a great dude. He's a great player. You can't deny that he's a great player. He does a lot of like crazy things on the field that not a lot of other quarterbacks can do.
But getting back to what you were saying earlier, dude, I mean, he's good at scrambling. He's got a hell of an arm, but mm-hmm. dude, bottom line is championships.
I don't think right? he's been as yeah. whiny as him. I'm saying, I don't think like, yeah, there's plenty of quarterbacks who've only won one championship, one Super Bowl, but I don't know if any of them has been as whiny as him.
No. Nah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a cowboy killer, number one. That's why I don't like him. But I mean, besides that, you're right. He's a little whiny bitch.
Oh,
there's
the connection.
Did you?
There's the connection.
I'm you. I'm you. Oh, you figured it out. What is it, Mike? Go ahead. Yeah. What is it? Let's hear it.
He kicks the Cowboys' ass. So you're another bitter quarterback that you're.
No, it has nothing to do with that. Okay. It has to do with his fucking bitching, all right? That's why he can't stand you.
Okay.
So listen, did you guys see what Cole Beasley said?
Yes.
You did?
About what? Recently?
Why'd you
about
say
the
yes?
vaccine?
No, why are you being a smartass? Why'd you say yes?
I don't know.
That storyline is developing so fast, it's hard to keep up.
So Cole Beasley says that he's the best receiver in the slot, pretty much. And he dares the Bills.
Oh, maybe.
What do you mean maybe? He's not the best receiver in the slot in the NFL.
Who's better?
Who's better than him?
I'd take Emmanuel Sanders over him.
No.
Yes, yeah.
Maybe, I'm just saying. I take CeeDee Lamb over him.
CeeDee Lamb is
not the best receiver in the – that's for him to come out and say that? Get the fuck out of here, bro. I'm that. If, number one, he's going to be 32 years old.
Dude,
he talks a lot of shit for that. I mean, he's a little bitch. I can't stand him.
He's a first down machine on third downs.
He's not.
Hey, talking
about
Arthur. Are you seeing the pattern? Are you seeing the pattern with Ertz?
Yeah, anybody who leaves the Cowboys is dead to him.
Anybody who leaves the Cowboys or kicks the Cowboys' ass.
Dude, I would have. Shit, I don't want to get into that.
What were you gonna say?
I'd rather have Beasley than CeeDee Lamb, but
what? That is one of the worst things I've ever heard. Come on, are you serious, Arthur? Did you really just say that? You want me to edit that out? Because I will.
No, keep it in there. The amount of problems that dude's gonna bring your team, I feel like
CeeDee Lamb. What are you talking about? What problems?
Not worth it. He's just
what problems? What did he do?
I feel like he's just gonna have. It's gonna be one off the field incident after another, and it's just gonna.
But
be
what do you base that
nothing,
on?
Nothing has happened so far. I just don't get a good vibe from him. It's because when he got drafted, his girlfriend was trying to grab his phone, and he grabbed it away from her.
That's one reason. That's why you should like him, by the way.
I know. Yeah,
he's a cowboy, dude. I can't like him. It just doesn't happen.
Wait, so Ernst, I thought he was the outside receiver.
You have Coop and you have Gallup, okay. And he's the third. But I think by the end of this season, he's going to be number one, CeeDee Lamb.
Okay.
Yeah, but you guys don't have any like bona fide slot receivers.
Well, he was ours pretty much last year. He did well.
That's not really his game. He's a one on one down the field kind of guy.
Yeah, right? But I mean, he accomplished. I mean, we had the number one offense in the NFL when Dak was there with him. I mean, you want to talk about, you know, people getting first downs.
Was that you were the number one offense after you were down 40 every week?
We weren't down 40. We're going tit for tat, buddy.
Numbers
know
always look good when you're playing from behind.
Oh, I'm sorry. What happened? What did you need for the Cowboys to lose to the Rams? You needed some phantom call? You guys weren't beating us by 40s. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Which phantom call?
The call that Michael Gallup burned your piece of shit defensive back, Ramsey, and he flopped.
Oh, it was PI.
That one? Yeah, let's not talk about that.
It was PI all day.
Yeah, whatever. Doesn't matter. You guys can only put
How does it feel, by the way? How does it feel you can only put
18 points up? You only put 18 points up on the worst defense in the NFL.
When you have the number one offense, it shouldn't come down to the last play of the game.
Yeah, but our problem is we had the number 32 defense you couldn't score against. Which is even worse.
Are they supposed to be good this year, Ernst?
Our defense?
Yeah.
They're getting paid like they're number one.
We're getting we have Dan Quinn, which Arthur already said is the reason we're.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so never mind. Sorry, I'll say sorry already for this season coming up.
I'm
sorry,
you, Ernst. And I'm the Patriots, and I'm you switching teams again in like 3 years.
How can you be Jerry Jones?
Hey,
You're looking at what Dan Quinn has failed to do for like 5 years in Atlanta. And you're like, I want that guy to run my defense.
Well, dude, there's all right. Well, that, see, that's my call right there. That's what they said about Wade Phillips. He could never head coach, but then he goes to the Broncos.
Right.
And he wins the Super Bowl as a defensive coordinator. So you can't do that. Some people are better coordinators than they are head coaches. That's a fact.
True.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're just good at focusing on one thing.
By the way, what have you been? What are you eating, Arthur? You've been eating the last 20 minutes.
Sorry, I didn't have a chance to eat dinner. I got chicken and rice and a bowl of.
No, I appreciate you, you know, but I mean, no, it's not distracting at all. It's just it seems like a lot of food.
There's a bowl of spinach, and I got some chicken and rice.
Yeah,
Jesus, wow. Are you on a diet?
No, but I need to be.
I'm surprised you even know what that word means, Fury.
Dude, that was like 3 weeks ago.
I know what it means. Someone told me what it means before.
The first game we played on the beach. Oh my god, I came home.
Yeah,
and I couldn't move. I am like so out of shape.
Bro, you got to be there for the next game, man. This last Saturday's game was epic. It was so awesome, bro. We had so much fun.
I can be there. I'm gonna be there.
Awesome, bro.
What happened, Ernst? Who'd you yell at this time?
I ain't yelling at anyone. All right. See, I look. This is how unathletic people from up north talk. It's like they're always so negative because themselves can't throw a football, can't catch, can't do anything. They just like to try to put people down.
I can do all that. But
How's he gonna play football? Bro, he's pulling his pants up half the time.
It's true. Yeah.
It's flags on his ankles. You're like, hey, I don't do that. So I'll go to the next game. You'll be yelling at everybody the whole game.
All right. So now 10 more criminal complaints against Deshaun Watson, guys. So here's the deal.
10 more?
10 more. Now here's the deal, okay? And I know what we're saying, like it could be a ploy, it could be this. I'm throwing that out the window now, man. And here's my thing. The Texans are now asking for a trade, but who the hell, and on that, who is going to trade for anyone, right? I mean, first of all, let put it this way, okay? Half
the Cowboys.
Out of 24 complaints, half have given sworn fucking statements. Sworn.
You know what?
Okay. I mean, the dude's in trouble, man. He's in trouble.
You know who trades for him?
The Raiders.
John Elway up in Denver.
Hmm.
He's got nothing to
lose. There's a couple of teams.
Well, actually, no, they're going to ask
the Raiders.
They're going to ask for so much,
but
maybe even
they're not going to get anything in return.
Just who in their right mind would trade for this guy and his fucking wonder boner? All right, he likes like to push against masseuses all the time. I mean, it's scary. I mean, look, this might be a problem. And here's the thing: if they gave Zeke 6-game suspension, okay, when he was acquitted, and even the NFL's own investigation didn't lead to find anything.
Service Team of Professionals, aka Stop Restoration of Edison, is a locally owned and operated business that provides professional disaster cleaning and restoration services, including a 24-hour emergency service to homeowners, property managers, real estate investors, and insurance companies alike. Stop Restoration helps people overcome the stress and anxiety of unforeseen circumstances caused by fire, smoke, water, mold, and other unexpected damages. As part of a nationally recognized restoration franchise, Stop Restoration of Edison is backed by the best technical advisors and business consultants in the country. Visit them right now online at www.stop-edison.com.
He better be out of the league for at least a season, no less than a season. I'm sorry, if these allegations are remotely true, or even close to being true, or even if they're just a little bit true.
What if he goes? Right. What if he gets help for his sexual addiction, like Ben Roethlisberger?
I mean, you know, it's one of those things.
I mean, that guy didn't get. But, that guy got.
But did he get help?
Was not suspended, and he had
I think he had 4 games or something.
Was it?
I think he got 4. Yeah. Which is still
But he's like he's been.
But that was even before Ray Rice, man. So I mean,
he had like three. He had like 2 priors before they finally suspended him.
Yeah, it happened twice. I guess it's different. Suspended him finally. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's a different.
But then it was before Ray Rice, and then you know everyone was cracking down. So I can see that. But
yeah, right.
My whole thing is with Deshaun is, yeah. I mean, look, if the guy was, and here's just speaking from my perspective. If he had a masseuse and he's massaging and maybe he's thinking, okay, you know, this is what they want to do. I'll tip him out, you know, or whatever. Yeah, he can come out and he should just come out and say, look, this is just something I was accustomed to. This is something I thought, you know, something like that. You know what I mean? But he's not, he's denying everything and it's just making it worse for him.
Hey, listen, it's still a body part. It's still a body part. There's still stress down there. I mean, it's, you know what I'm saying?
Jeez.
Right, hey, right?
I'm you. No. You're horrible.
You know, but you know, it's probably not as exciting to ask for permission versus just like whipping it out and saying, all right, now take care of this.
Yeah. Like, I think he wants them to be like, oh, you know what I mean?
He's like, you know, he's like kind of nervous. His heart's like beating a little fast. He's like, oh God, how are they going to react? And like, that's kind of amplifying the pleasure.
So would you, you know, what team would you guys, I know you said, what did you say, Arthur? What was the team you said?
I think the Broncos.
Broncos. Really, you said the Broncos, possibly.
There's no other team that's really desperate Raiders. For a quarterback that will take the risk.
Yeah.
Raiders.
Who are they saying though? They brought up somebody. Oh, they're talking about the Dolphins. Because they could trade Tua, boom, boom, you know?
They have Tua though.
Oh,
I know, but yeah, they're saying like an even trade, like, you know, kind of works out for both of them. But honestly, whoever gets Deshaun, plan for him to sit out at least maybe a season.
Hey, listen, what about Tampa Bay?
No, they don't have the pieces to
what about
actually
New
that's not a bad idea because you know Brady's right? starting a whole nother season, old. Man.
He's
that's
old.
A good idea,
what about,
Mike.
What about New Orleans?
Well, I would say the Brady though. I would say the Brady one because you know Brady is gonna play for a season and that would be Deshaun sitting out. That's not a bad that's
right.
Not, look at you, little midget head.
What,
I'm proud
what,
of you.
What
see?
Players, what,
there's
what
all,
players
there's a lot of knowledge have. In this small little midget head.
A franchise quarterback could be worth 2 first round picks to me.
Yeah. I mean, how old is he right now?
You know?
He's 26.
Yeah,
he's still young.
He's still young.
Right?
Man.
Yeah. That's what
and
I mean.
And
another
honestly,
good
it's,
five.
It's not, the, no. it's not the worst thing for him to take a year off, just let his body heal. I mean, he's gotten beaten up since he's been in the league.
Did you guys see Michael Thomas, man? Now, here's my question. Michael Thomas is put on PUP, okay? So this is how PUP works. If PUP works, when they throw you on PUP through training camp, you're allowed to play the first week of the NFL. That's the difference between that and like injured reserve. So it's like a training camp injured reserve. And I think on PUP, you could bring, so say like the Cowboys have 4 players on PUP right now, I think they could bring in 4 other players and practice them while they're on PUP. So that's how PUP works. But if you're still on PUP by week 1, you cannot play till week 7.
Yeah.
And it just came out today that Michael Thomas or the other day that Michael Thomas, is going to be on PUP week 1. So he's not playing till week 7. Do you still draft him fantasy?
No.
Maybe in the later round and stash him.
I don't touch him because I don't know what the offense looks like without Drew Brees.
No, but you would touch him.
Even if he was healthy, I wouldn't take him.
But like in the 6th or 7th round, would you?
I would.
If he's available, yeah. It would be.
But now you won't take him at all because he's not going to be – he's not going to be there till the 7th. Because I think you can wait on it, man. Like, you could probably run, like, the 4th week.
Somebody's going to jump the gun and in the draft and, like, grab him in the 4th round. Like, well, Michael Thomas is still around?
Yeah, that doesn't really
follow. Yeah, it's like you only have, like, really 4 weeks, 5 weeks of production when he comes back.
But you know what? That's how fantasy is. You pick a lot of players so other people don't get them.
Wow. You know, it's Deep Thoughts by Mike Fury. I'm your observation that everybody knows. Stop. So you say something good, and then you just say something that everyone knows. Like,
and then we got to cut around it. And
it's like well, it makes no like you say the obvious. Yeah, well, fantasy, you know, you usually pick players. You know, everyone's going to want the player, you know, that you're going to pick early because you know that's what you like. What is that?
Do I sound like that? Really?
Yeah. Well, pretty much.
Oh,
you know, when you're hungry, you go get something to eat. You know, it's you know that's what you do. Yeah, that's what people do.
Oh,
the obvious.
I'm just.
You know, you had the great call with the Bucks, and then you just go ahead and ruin it. I'm you. Go fluff.
Okay, next subject.
What do you guys think about the Chiefs? All right, so they have no plans on retiring their name. Did you hear the rumor that came out with Mahomes this week?
No.
So I guess a huge fake SportsCenter thing came out, and of course everybody bit that said that Patrick Mahomes went home from the facility, team facility, and said he's not going to come to practice unless they change the Chiefs name because he finds it so insulting.
What?
The guy came out, I think, and didn't he come
no,
out?
No, it's
and
bullshit.
Say, like,
it's bullshit. It's all fake. It's all fake. And that he never said that or anything. But people were like, oh, this is crap. This is crap. This is crap.
Because
and it is crap. That's true.
They shamed the Cleveland Indians last week into changing their names to the Guardians. I don't know where the hell they came up with that stupid name.
But
now they're trying to shame Kansas City into changing their names.
Well, what they did shame them into is getting rid of their mascot, the war paint horse. It's like, what? Like, here's, but I got an idea. Like,
isn't that like culturally?
It is. It's like paying respect. So here's my new thing. And if you guys listen to the last episode, did you listen to the last episode, Mike?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. So when I was talking about the Redskins.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how, like, you know, 90% of the Native American population did not want the name changed.
Right.
And the white libtards went and did it anyways. I think they need to implement something. Why don't we ask the Native Americans? Okay.
Right.
Instead of asking these, you know, these libtards out there, you know, with their degrees in libtardology that wants everyone to be offended.
Stupid professor who works at Oregon.
Exactly. State. Let's get it. Let's go to reservations and ask the actual people, because some of them are very proud of this. Okay. They're not offended like you.
Can you imagine they go up to him with the, you know, the camera, the microphone, sir, how do you feel about the Kansas City Chiefs having their name as the Chiefs? And what do you feel about that? And the guy's just like, I don't give a shit. Yeah. Everybody they go to, so they can't use any of it, you know?
I know.
Well, you know what? Like,
yeah.
You know what you change it to? You change it to the chefs, like that commercial a couple years back. Right?
Yeah.
Just easy. Remove one letter. There
but
you
it's
go.
Like, you know, I mean, you're taking the war paint horse was kind of cool. You know, I mean, it's like, I just don't, but I'm glad that they said they're not changing the name for now. We'll see. Because like I said before, and like I said on the show, all these radicals, man, they're running everything right now, except Chop Sports. That's why we're in good hands right now.
And most of them,
where freedom of speech actually exists, which is what we want.
And the thing with these people, they don't even watch. They probably don't even watch sports.
No, they don't. And that was my point too. It's like a lot of them are saying, oh yeah, it's offensive. Like they don't fuck. They don't know. They don't care. They don't even know how they got the name Indian. Everyone, I mean, first of all, from what I understand, the two thing with the Indians guys, okay? Mm-hmm. Number one, here's another history lesson. How the name Indian came about is when the settlers came here, they thought they were in the West Indies. So that's why they called them Indians. It was just a way to identify with them. That's it. It wasn't meant to be a racial slur. That just a way to communicate. So that's what they were called. Okay. Number one.
Like going to like Brazil and calling the guy Brazilian.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you call? I'm in fucking Brazil.
These people they weren't in the West Indies, but they were ignorant. They didn't know, but they were just explorers that didn't know. But there was no ill harm towards the name.
Yeah, it's like they thought they were in India, so they're calling them Indians.
Exactly. And that's what, but from what I understand, and my brother brought this up, I don't know how true it is. Maybe you guys know because you follow baseball. Is the Cleveland Indians named after an actual Indian player? A Native American player that they call
Indian? I don't
know.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. That's what he said. He goes, yeah, like they were named the Indians because that's what in Cleveland, I guess they had a baseball player and they called him the Indian because he was like the one Native American that was killing it. So they decided to name the team after
And what the
him.
Fuck are you changing the name for? That's a tribute to
exactly.
A guy.
If that's true. I don't know if that's true. And honestly, I just thought about it, so I didn't have a chance to Google or anything.
That seems really specific. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
And considering America is racist, you know.
Hey, here's a question for you guys. Did they ever figure out what name they're going to – for the Redskins?
Yeah, the libtards.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
No, they're going to keep it
white guy sitting Indian style on there.
They're going to keep it Washington football team to say, fuck you.
I agree with you, Arthur. That's what they're doing. You know, I was thinking that's exactly – yeah, they should.
Yeah, we're going to keep the name until we come up with something that kind of fits. They're just going to keep it fucking generic and, like, lifeless. To be a nice fuck you to all of this.
Yeah, yeah, no, for sure. But here's my call with the Indians too. They changed it to Guardians. I'm offended. You know why? Because it's a team of all men, and they're guardians. If you know female, so you're saying you're the guardians for everyone, even females. Let me tell you something about females, people. They don't need males to protect them. Okay, and that's what you're saying with the Cleveland Guardians right now. Is that they're everyone's guardian, especially females?
Who the hell?
That's just patriarchy at its finest.
Who's guarding?
Disgusting.
Who's guarding anything in Cleveland? What are they the guardians of?
Crime.
Crime, poverty, homelessness. That's all. That's California's taking it.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Let me see here.
Why can't you be like the Cleveland?
You can't be anything without being offended.
You can't be like the Cleveland Miners because that's too close to the Steelers.
Yeah.
The Cleveland Coles.
The Cleveland what?
The Cleveland Coles.
Coles? Like coal?
Like coal, yeah.
What about the Cleveland LeBron?
No, that's not stupid.
The Cleveland floppers.
The Cleveland catfish. I don't know. Is there catfish in Cleveland?
Yeah. You know what's funny too is Cleveland. Back to Space Jam. That movie is garbage, bro.
Can we talk about it? Can we please just take like 2 minutes to talk?
Yes,
about
we can. It? And this is what happens, guys. When you worry about the cancel culture instead of an actual story. When you worry about being diverse enough instead of an actual story. When you worry about taking Governor Cuomo, I meant Pepe Le Pew, out of the Looney Tunes, okay? And, you know, and worrying about offending everyone instead of just telling a fucking story. The movie sucks.
There's no story. The whole story is basically every 2 minutes, oh my God, it's NBA superstar LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
There's global icon and NBA superstar LeBron James. You mean to tell me you lost NBA superstar and 15-time All-Star and 4-time NBA champion LeBron James? And I'm like, then this is like 5 minutes into the movie. I'm like, what the fuck am I watching?
Oh, so you guys saw it, obviously.
It's bad. It's bad.
And
bad.
Then if it's not like a fluff piece on LeBron, it's everything that like Warner Brothers has ever done. It's like every possible every franchise I've ever done is just in it. Like, look at everything that we own and everything we've done.
It's just a piece of shit, dude. But I'm driving. I saw Turner and Hooch. That was a movie. They made that into a TV show. It's like, dude, where's the creativity? Like, you're actually paid. You're getting paid to sit behind a desk and pick up old movies and say, you know what? Oh, I like this. Let's remake this. Wow, you're a fucking genius. Except we'll make this person a transgender in it, and we'll make this person, you know. And that's how we're going to change it all around. It's going to be beautiful. Right. I'm you and I'm your creativity. All right, let's get back to football. All right, so I'm going to be a little controversial here, guys. Help me out here, guys. I told you I got a speech problem, right? Man.
Controversial.
Controversial. Does that sound all right?
There you go, buddy.
Okay. So did you guys hear what Jerry Jones said about Jimmy Johnson?
No.
Okay. Did you, Fury, or no?
No. Recently or like?
Yeah, I think it was like
when he was coaching.
A little last week, maybe.
Oh, no, I didn't.
So basically he said, I'm screwing up the words, but he basically said that he fucked up by getting rid of Jimmy Johnson. That's what he said.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
That's big for him to.
I know. And he pretty much came out. And I think it has to do with Jimmy Johnson going into the Hall of Fame. And he's the only Dallas Cowboy right now that's going to go into the Hall of Fame that's not in the Ring of Honor. So now it really makes Jerry Jones look even worse.
Ring of Honor, right. Like the Cowboys Ring of
Honor? Yeah, like they have a Ring of Honor. So everyone in the Ring of Honor.
The cock Ring of Honor. Anyway.
Here's your ring size, son? And I ain't talking about your hands.
So here's my controversial opinion. And I don't know if you guys agree with me or not. And this is why you guys say I'm not fair, but I am. I try to be fair. Okay. I don't think Jimmy Johnson should be in the Hall of Fame.
Why not?
Because what did I say about Calvin Johnson? What was my big gripe with Calvin Johnson?
He's not a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Well, either Jimmy Johnson has been a first ballot.
He didn't play enough. He doesn't
Thank
have
you.
Numbers.
There you go. Jimmy Johnson literally coached for 9 seasons. 8 to 9 seasons.
That's enough, though, dude.
I don't compare. No, I'm not saying he shouldn't get in. But when someone like Dick Vermeil's not in, okay? Dick Vermeil, who took two separate teams to Super Bowl.
Crybaby Dick Vermeil.
I'm just saying, no. Fucking tough guy over here. Oh, man, cries. Mike Fury's going to call him out because he's such a bad motherfucker. I'm you. You cry yourself to sleep every fucking night. And we all know it. Everybody that listens to the show. So stop it.
That was a joke, Ernst.
Oh, I wasn't joking. But anyways, so.
Yeah, no shit. God. You know, I'm coming to find out that you're a real asshole.
Yeah. So Dick Vermeil, right?
Uh-huh.
Who coached the Eagles to a Super Bowl, coached the Rams to a Super Bowl, and coached the Chiefs to one of their best seasons they ever had, even though they didn't.
Cried all 3 times.
Didn't even win, didn't go to a Super Bowl, but still, I mean, he took 3 teams and did very well with them. A combined 15 seasons in the NFL, and you're going to put Jimmy Johnson in over a guy like that?
Yep. I mean,
look how long it took Tom Flores to get in. He finally got in. Tom Flores spent 30 years in the NFL, guys. Did you know that? 30 freaking years.
How many Super Bowls did he win?
He won three altogether.
Two.
three altogether because he won as an assistant too.
Okay, and how many did Jimmy?
And he was a player. He was a player too. Right. Do you know he's the first Mexican American to start a game? I mean, there's so much. There's so many more. But not only that. I mean, he was, like I said, he was a great coach and a great player for 30 years. He's finally getting in, and you're going to give Jimmy Johnson. You know, Jimmy Johnson won two Super Bowls. And here's another thing with Jimmy. And look, I'm a Cowboy fan saying this. This is what I'm trying to say. Barry Switzer took that same team to a Super Bowl.
Right.
So then he goes to the Dolphins. And I'll be honest. If he would have took the Dolphins to at least an AFC championship.
Yeah. It would have been easier to get him in there.
You had arguably one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. And the furthest you got is a division round, which you lost 72-6.
Jay Fiedler?
So what are your thoughts? Do you think he should be getting now? I don't know if they're including his commentary as well as a broadcaster. That's a different story.
Every Hall of Fame in every major sport, it's like it's not based on your accolades, really. It's really just kind of, I don't want to say like a PR move, but it's like who's kind of been around in the media and like, you know, stuck around the game after, you know, they were done, they retired.
Mm-hmm. Calvin Johnson's the same way.
So someone like Calvin Johnson, in this realm, mm-hmm. in this scenario, it helps him because the guy came around when like fantasy football exploded. Everybody knew who he was. Everyone knew that he was had a few years of like putting up some monster numbers, and it just kind of played into it where he's the first ballot Hall of Famer. I still think he's the first ballot Hall of Famer, regardless.
Right.
But
no, I got you. No, it's a good point.
Stuff like that feeds into it, you know, where the true football fans are like, dude, like, how is this guy not in the Hall of Fame? And how is this guy in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, like Jim Plunkett's another one. I mean, I can go on and on with players that should be getting in. I mean, Jim Plunkett's still not in. Two Super Bowls.
Jim Plunkett.
But yeah, it's just
Patriots drafted him.
But you're putting someone like, you know, I don't know. I just
it's recognizable names that you see. Oh, he's in the Hall of Fame. Oh, wow. You know.
Yeah. So the first preseason game is going to be next Thursday, the Hall of Fame game, Dallas Cowboys, Pittsburgh Steelers. So it's right around the corner, guys. We're super excited, and we don't have to keep searching for content. We're going to have it right. It's going to be right, falling right in our hands, right on our lap. So it's going to be really exciting. I can't wait for the season to start. So we'll see you next week.